The Redbirds victorious to the tune of 70-57, and now go to 4-3 in the league. The record overall is 10-9. The Birds have lost two in a row now, three times this year, but each time they've avoided the three-game losing string. As we're joined by Dan Muller, and Dan, a little different second half than the first half for you guys tonight.
Well, we took good care of the ball in the second half. I thought we competed pretty consistently. You know, our rebounding obviously was disappointed, and I think I would say that, you know, they had 18 offensive rebounds, which is a ridiculous amount, but I would say that 12 of them bounced off hands and what's up, Bo?
Why don't you get that guy?
I know, right? Can we play him?
He wanted to play in the second half.
You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I told him, you know, when he comes out, when they announce him, just go get a, just go get a dunk in. Get a dunk in, everybody will go crazy. He said he doesn't dunk anymore. He's a layup guy now.
Really?
That's what happens when you get old.
I don't believe it.
Hang around. Hang around. I'll talk to you. So many of those rebounds, we just didn't grab it. Like, they were bounced. They were deflected, and we hit them out of bounds. And just some physicality on the boards. Offensively, a little bit stagnant the first half. Better in the second half. But I thought the three from Boogie at the end of the half was huge. Gave us some good feelings going into halftime after kind of a grinder game. But overall, I thought we really played hard.
You attacked the basket more in the second half offensively?
Without a doubt. So we've worked a lot on, as we talked about before the game, not just wanting Malik to be the guy who drives it. I mean, Matt Hine was unbelievable tonight. Keyshawn, Boogie with some drives. And just having more guys ready to make plays and being ready to attack the rim. You know, Phil being in foul trouble, and then David in foul trouble in the first half set us back a little bit. By the way, David Njai was not good but great. That's the kind of play we need from him every night, and it was really exciting to see him look athletic and make plays and be aggressive. But, yes, we emphasize a little bit more penetration in the second half, a little bit better movement, and it was good for us. But, again, defensively, that was what I was excited about.
Is that new offense, high-low game you were playing with Malik on the low block? That really was effective in the second half.
Well, we've got some different things we do, and lineups determine some of what we're doing. You know, with David and Phil in together, it gets Malik at the three. It allows us to post him up a little bit differently in different positions. So that play worked very well for us. Probably should run it more. Great passes by Phil. You know, Malik's double-double, 12 for 12. So a lot of guys did a lot of good things. But the thing I was most excited about, of course, is defensively we competed. And that's what we've been looking for.
Now, Bradley, 5 of 28 behind the arc.
Yeah.
We've talked about luck. We've talked about poor shooting nights. Is it good defense? Is it poor shooting? Is it a combination of?
If you look at a combination, certainly. Their best shooters, you know, statistically are Brown and Cannell and Van Bree. Brown maybe had one wide open look, and you know, he shot a lot from 25, 26 feet. I thought we really did a good job on him. Cannell got a couple open looks, but we just contested their shooters, I thought, very well tonight. And yet some of it's luck because they got some off. But when you're shooting 23, 24, 25 footers, contested, it's a more difficult shot.
Getting to the line 29 times, that's evidence of attacking the basket. And some guys who haven't gotten to the line very frequently did get there, which has to be good to see.
Yeah, Matt Hine, again, was so good and got to line a few times. And Ike got fouled on the three and made some plays. And we needed our whole bench tonight with the foul trouble that we had. And, you know, a couple guys not struggling just a little bit. But Malik was the horse at the line, of course, 12 for 12. And I think maybe eight of those were in the second half. And he really hit the offensive boards hard, first time he'd done that in a while. He's so good with the shot fakes down there. But, you know, you look at Malik and I don't know. Of course, my standards are too high. But you look and I feel like, you know what, he was okay. You know, I mean, he's right. And he had 20 and 11.
And how many turnovers? Yeah, exactly.
Zero turnovers. And played within himself and guarded and really did a terrific job.
And he didn't try to force. It seemed like Carbondale early last week, he was forcing things and trying to create, kind of let the offense come to him.
Well, he made passes earlier, there's no doubt. And once we had other guys being aggressive, that opened some things up for him off the ball. We're actually going to we did this game, and we're kind of taking him off the ball a little more, which takes a little pressure off of him. But it was decision-making is still a huge part of it. He tried to force one pass in. Phil got an offensive foul. Other than that, he really did not, and yet he has three assists. And but the zero turnovers was big. I mean, certainly. And so that's a lot of film, just learning and us helping him. And like I said, taking him off the ball a little bit more.
Was the defense okay in the first half?
Yeah, the defense was really good in the first half. They had 12 offensive rebounds in the first half, if I remember right.
So defensive boards were a problem.
Defensive boards were a big issue. 7 of their first 11 points were second chance. And but yeah, the defense was really good. Our zone wasn't great. I went zone because of foul trouble.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get out of it earlier, but we had foul trouble. Put Dowda back in with two and, you know, stayed in it longer just, again, because of foul trouble. But our zone wasn't great. But our man was really good, really active. Transition defense wasn't great, but our half court was good.
A lot of fouls early in the game, which is why you had the foul trouble. So was it necessary to adjust to the way this game was being officiated? And if so, how did your guys do in that regard?
Well, not really. The crew, you know, you argue this and that. Crew did a good job. I mean, the fouls they called on Phil and Dowda and Taylor in the first half, they all had 2/3, were all good calls. It was just us making bad decisions with our hands, being in position, moving our feet a little better. So no huge adjustment, and you always will go into a game trying not to foul. The bigger adjustment with situation with the fouls is like the Missouri State game when they let you play more. That's when you adjust. Adjusting to foul calls, I mean, that's something you work on every day. So it's really the other way around usually. Hey guys, they're letting us play a little bit. You got to be a little more physical, you know, and that's the adjustment as opposed to. Playing, trying not to foul.
Well, a very important victory for you guys. Now a couple of road games. Lots of road games here in this portion of your schedule.
Well, I don't know what our portion is. I know our next game's a road game, and it's the first team we've played twice. Really close game here without Keyshawn and a team that's obviously a very good team. So 2 days of practice, then head down to Terre Haute and keep up the defense, continue to try to prove offense, get healthy. Figure out rotations and keep Dowda playing the way he's playing.
Madison has a chance to play at Indiana State,
yeah,
would you say?
Yeah, you know, he kind of went shot today. I hope he does. Yeah. I mean, if I actually expect him to, but it will depend on how he feels the next 2 days. He hadn't practiced yet, but he is feeling a little better, and I'm optimistic that he'll be in some of practice tomorrow.
All right.
And we kind of need him to guard some of their guards.
Yes. Yeah, they have some great perimeter players. Yeah. We saw that even though you guys won. They showed us they can play.
Madison was special defensively.
Yes, he was.
Indiana State. We need another game like that.
All right, Dan, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
The Birds win it 70-57. More to come here on Redbird Review, so stay with us. We're back in a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball from Learfield. Redbirds beat Bradley 70-57 here at Redbird Arena. Go to 10-9 overall, 4-3 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Our postgame conversation with Dan Muller was brought to you by Brad Barker Honda, where you are more than a customer, you are family. Let's update those Missouri Valley games that are still going on. Our Missouri Valley Conference scores update brought to you by Denny's Donuts and Bakery. Indiana State leads Evansville now 46-38, a little less than a dozen minutes to go in the second half of that one. Loyola in good shape against Southern Illinois, up 57-41, about 8 minutes left in Chicago. And Missouri State has now taken the lead over Valparaiso, 49-44, 7.25 minutes left in that game in Springfield, Missouri. Our scores update courtesy of Denny's Donuts and Bakery is now we're joined by Elijah Clarence of the Redbirds, who had a second fine performance in a row and helped the Redbirds to a win over Bradley. Elijah, you're new to this program and therefore new to the Bradley-Illinois State rivalry. How was your first game in this rivalry?
It was decent. I think I did an okay job. I could have done better.
You have been coming back from an injury, a stress fracture, and then some blisters, and so it was challenging for you to get back. Talk to us about how frustrating that had to have been.
I mean, just being off for like 4 months, being on a you know, being in a boot for like 2 months and then being on a roller for another like month and a half, you know, without playing basketball for that long, you know, you kind of have to find a way back to playing basketball, getting your rhythm back and stuff like that. And then when you come back, I have my doubting moments. So, but I'm getting there.
I would say so. But yeah, I mean, that it's not just overcoming your physical problems. Once you do that, you have a lot more to overcome.
Yeah, the mental part of it, getting to know the system, getting to know everybody else's, you know, game plan, stuff like that.
How are you adjusting to college life?
I love it.
Do you really? What do you like most? You like classes? You like the...
Compared to like high school, because I went to high school in Maryland, you have more freedom here. So, you know, it's just more spread out. You know, you can take naps every now and then. Class is pretty good.
What parts of your game have you been most pleased with since you've been back?
I would say my intensity and on offense. I think I would do a better job on defense, but just offensive, just attacking and passing.
So if you were to describe yourself to our fans who are dying to see you play full strength for, you know, 6 or 8 games, what are your strengths? I mean, you're obviously a good ball handler, shooter.
Just a playmaker, just being able to attack, being able to create my own shot, just intensity guy.
Are you a better passer or a better shooter?
Better shooter, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, impressed with your passing.
Passing and shooting, yeah.
Well, and the ability you have to drive to the goal, to use the dribble to get yourself closer to the basket, you obviously, and you have the quickness, and so you have the tools. It's just a matter of learning how to use them
exactly
properly.
And staying healthy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's always good, too. Elijah, you're a native of Sweden. When did you move to the U.S. from Sweden?
I moved over here 4 years ago. Yep.
And how do you compare the culture in this country with that of a Scandinavian country?
It's quite different. It's different. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah. You have family back there?
I do. Yep.
So how frequently have you been able to get back there over the last several years?
I just go home once a year in May, usually.
Really?
So now, remember what I told you. One of these years I'm going to go back with you. I want you to give me the complete tour. I want the hands-on tour.
Where Malmo is where, relative to like Stockholm?
It's all the way down south.
So it's close to Stockholm.
Well, I'll say Stockholm's in the middle.
Okay.
Malmo's all the way down south.
It is. Okay. Well, it's great to have you here in Illinois. You're used to our weather, right?
Yeah.
You have weather tougher than that probably back home.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, it's great to have you here. Keep up the good work. We'll continue to watch the development of a fine freshman player named Elijah Clarence.
And stay healthy.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Elijah. Right. He helped the Redbirds get a win here over Bradley. 70-57 was the final score. The Birds 4-3 now in Missouri Valley Conference play. We'll take a final break and be back with some final comments. But first, we pause. This is the Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.